Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Divers have recovered the bodies of two of the six workers missing from the bridge collapse in Baltimore. Investigators are reviewing a data recorder from the freighter that crashed into the bridge, causing it to fall. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says the tragedy has caused disruptions that will resonate beyond Baltimore.
The collapse of the Key Bridge is not just a Maryland crisis. The collapse of the Key Bridge is a global crisis. The national economy and the world's economy depends on the port of Baltimore.
Cruise ships that dock in Baltimore are being rerouted along with the vehicles that had used the bridge each day. Federal investigators say some of the 56 hazardous containers on the freighter were damaged in the crash. A bipartisan group of legal experts is asking Congress to impose limits on a sweeping presidential power. NPR's Gary Johnson reports on efforts to overhaul the Insurrection Act of 1807.
The law gives presidents the power to use federal troops on American soil to curb insurrections or rebellions here at home. Legal experts say it operates as a blank check for the president, and it's easy to imagine possible abuses. They're pressing Congress to narrow how a White House can use that power and to demand that presidents consult with state officials and federal lawmakers. They also want to see Congress impose time limits on the Insurrection Act authority to make sure that troops disperse after an emergency ends. It's not clear whether there's enough support to move the proposal before the November election in this closely divided Congress. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
For the first time in 2 years, Russian airstrikes have hit the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv. NPR's Hanna Palamarenko reports that at least one person was killed in the assault and dozens of others were injured.
Russians attacked one of the city's central districts. One shell hit a school and another landed in a playground, damaging residential and administrative buildings. Kharkiv was hit twice with a new ammunition, which we have not recorded in the city of Kharkiv before, said Oleg Sinyagubov. He is the head of the regional military administration. A few hours earlier, Russia struck the southern city of Mykolaiv with ballistic missiles, destroying an industrial facility. The city's mayor said 8 civilians were wounded in the attack. Hanna Polomarenko, NPR News, Kyiv.
Some 140 Christian leaders have signed a letter urging the United States to help bring about an immediate ceasefire in the Israeli-Hamas war. The letter was organized by the Washington-based group Churches for the Middle East and cites concerns that the war in Gaza and the expansion of Israeli settlements will only lead to more death and destruction. You're listening to NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor REI Co-op. REI has gear, clothing, classes, and advice for camping and glamping, biking and hiking, axing and snacksing. Visit your local REI co-op or REI.com for the million and one ways to opt outside.